What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Closing in on $480,000. $477,201. Now, you hear that is Olivia right there, Olivia of Lowell, with her mom and dad, Brittany and Josh. Her brother Caleb are all here. I saw you snacking on some Cheetos. Owen as well. Sorry.
Cheetos.
I saw you snacking on some Cheetos over there. They're pretty good.
They're cheesy.
They're so cheesy. Yeah. Well, I saw you had to wash off your hands too, which is pretty good.
Didn't want to.
Well, they had you update the big board over here. We're up to $477,201. So good job doing that. Olivia or Brittany, Josh, if you could tell us a little bit about Olivia and her story and why she's here today, we'd love to hear it.
Do you want to tell them, Olivia? No. Okay. So Olivia was diagnosed with ALL 4 days before her 5th birthday. So it was obviously life-changing, right? You think you are living this normal life, right, per se, and then all of a sudden something like that happens. And but the team at Boston Children's Hospital and Dana-Farber and all, you know, the Jimmy Fund, they do a great job of making, you know, an unfortunate situation. You know,
my friends are the best.
You have all sorts of friends over at the Jimmy Fund, yeah. Tell them about your friends. What do you do?
What kind of friends do you have, and what do you get
I
to do there?
I make slime.
You make slime?
Nice.
That is
great.
That is pretty fun.
Now, I heard you play video games. Is that true?
Yeah.
What kind of video games?
Roblox. Nice. I play PlayStation.
Really? That's exciting. You play with your brother? Yeah.
Yeah. Is he pretty good? Is she pretty good? Thumbs up. She's pretty good at Roblox? Yeah, oh, she is. That's a good...
Owen's butt at Fortnite.
That can't be true. You can't be throwing that out there. He's very good at Fortnite. I did not hear he was butt at Fortnite. I heard he was very good.
No, he's butt.
Okay, well...
how's your dad? I heard him say that he gets on the headset and plays sometimes, too. Not so good?
I don't play Fortnite. But
he gets butt kicked with some...
She's telling on everybody.
She really is. So you were telling us a little bit about the experience and how the Jimmy Fund has helped you guys in what it is and can be a difficult situation. What have you seen firsthand over there? I know she has friends over at the Jimmy Fund. She's making slime. What have you seen firsthand from some of the patients?
I've seen
there?
Aubrey.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You can tell them about Aubrey, right? That's something that it really helps you, right?
Comfortable.
Yeah, she's Aubrey is the dog that's over there that comes in and
I've heard about the doggy.
Oh yeah, yes.
He's so comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, that's one of the things.
I could pet him every day. I wish I had a dog, but Dad's annoying because he won't let us.
Well, it's a good day to put some pressure on your dad.
Yeah, clearly.
The you're off the hook about the Fortnite stuff.
That is the way to do it. But you were just saying, the treatment there with the dog and the things
just
to do.
Everything they do from the day she was diagnosed until continuing, like things like this. I mean, Red Sox tickets, Patriots tickets, you know, I mean, all sorts of stuff that just, you know, like I said, they do a great job of making a situation that's not the best to be in, right, and turning a positive spin on it.
How come the guy behind us is not there?
He's taking pictures. I don't know.
I mean, her attitude is incredible, and it's just, I mean, that must be just seeing how strong she is.
From day one, she's had the most positive attitude. I mean, it's incredible seeing how strong she's been. I mean, there's only been one or two days where she's really been down.
Mama.
The most part, it's been like this entire time. So,
how about the big brother? How's he been?
Good. He's
a little. Oh.
I shouldn't have asked.
that's on us.
That's on me.
But it says you like playing outside, baseball and things like that with your brother. Yeah. What do you like to play? Baseball. What else?
I hit.
You hit. Oh, nice. Who pitches, Dad or your brother?
Both.
Nice. You hit them both? Sometimes?
Both.
Nice. Nice.
What about TV shows, movies? What else? Are you in anything else? Have you seen K-Pop Demon Hunter? Have you seen this
yes.
show?
Don't get our good.
Oh, it is great. Do you have a favorite song?
The Golden.
Golden. Oh. Golden's a heater. They're all heaters.
Golden's a good one.
They're all good.
I'm a soda pop guy myself.
Soda pop?
Yeah, no, yeah. Those
take down. Can't go wrong with take down.
I can't go wrong with take down. That's true. There are some very good ones for sure. Well, what would you want people to know specifically about? I know you were dealing or Olivia was dealing with some pain in her leg that kind of just wouldn't go away. What would you tell any parents with young children like this for any warning signs or symptoms and the help they can get at Dana-Farber?
I started with Hot Cheetos again.
I think the biggest thing was Brittany did a great job. Like, I mean, you hear leg pain. I was like, all right, you know, it's probably
my
growing pains, right? You know, that's what I was, you know, and then Brittany, you know, finally calls me because it started
now?
Going away. Yeah, you can, if you want to talk, you can talk.
They want to hear about
it's all about me.
Yes, it is.
It is all about you. That's
so
true.
Always just double check. Go with your gut feeling. And that's what I did. I just knew something was wrong. It's not right. And then I pushed for blood work. And then right when we went to Boston Children's, they immediately took
me
action.
Me and mom for keep getting for the cream.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So MRI the next day, like, got her right in, started treatment, right, like, everything was boom, boom, boom. So I'm so grateful that we immediately started treatment and they did everything that they needed to do and we found it.
Yeah, so. it was caught early, you know, and
cool.
Obviously she was having the leg pain, but she wasn't, like, sick. Like, you know, some of the kids, they get to that stage where they're diagnosed, they're already starting to feel, you know, symptoms. It was just leg pain that wouldn't go away, and it was almost like she was like moaning in her sleep. It was like something was wrong, right? But I said, you know, growing pains is what I went to, and then finally Brittany was like, no, something's wrong, get the blood work done. And next thing you know, we were in Boston Children's Hospital for 29 days straight or whatever it was. So
what's it like now? What's the treatment plan now going forward?
It was a hard time.
Very you did
hard,
so good, huh?
So
my
we have.
Favorite is the dumplings.
They have good dumplings?
Yeah.
Trader Joe's dumplings.
Nice.
Shout out.
Nice. Yeah.
So we have about like a year and a half left, and it's after her last Kelpeg. That was probably the hardest days. It's like 8-hour days. You're in
there.
She's
got one more of those left.
And then it will kind of decrease, and we still have to go once a week, and a lot of just at-home treatment, which
I hate the Kelpeg.
Nobody likes it.
I'm sure it's no fun.
She's doing
good. I hate it.
We're lucky.
Can't even watch TV or iPad or my mom's phone.
Are you guys, I'm hoping you can get, are you going to the game tonight?
Yes.
You are? Are you excited? Are you excited to see some baseball here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Who's your buddy on the Red Sox? Who's your best friend? What's his name?
Garrett Whitlock.
Garrett Whitlock.
Yeah.
They brought us in like a couple months ago, right? A month and a half ago. Did a photo shoot on the field.
Oh, that's great.
Her and Garrett Whitlock became good friends.
That's so awesome.
She always asks, is he pitching?
Is he pitching?
He might pitch.
We're
going to
see. Yeah, TBD. That's how you're going to be cheering at the game tonight. Well, Olivia and Josh and Brittany, we really appreciate you guys coming out. You enjoy the game tonight. And thank you for coming on and sharing your story. Is there anything else that you would like the audience to know before we let you guys go?
I would just say that, you know, if you're ever put in a situation where you're dealing with some type of cancer or anything, right? I mean, Boston, we're very grateful to be around this area for, you know, the hospital situation and the Dana-Farber, you know, Jimmy Fund, everything. It's been top notch. I mean, you're going to receive the best treatments, the people, the support. You get put in a life-changing situation, and they do a great job of making sure that you're able to get through it.
Okay.
Are you okay?
You guys are
it's more hot Cheetos on your way out there.
You guys are very strong.
Maybe take a break.
We'll give you guys a little break. How's that, Olivia? Well, thank you for coming by. You can donate toll-free, 877-738.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
1234 or online, jimmyfund.org. You can also text to give any amount. If that's the easiest way to do it, just text K-Cancer to 56512. Thank you so much for coming
you.
Out.
Thank
Enjoy
you.
The game tonight.
Great to meet you.
Thank you.
And Olivia, go get some more snacks downstairs. You go do that. Thank you so much, guys.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.